Yeah, I believe the correct term is African American.
Well, that's not how I grew up calling them. We didn't. Right. African American.
Yeah.
Well, whatever, same thing.
Yeah. Anyway. We're recording. Oh wow. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by Jessica Misitano.
Yeah, that's me, dude.
We are in Austin, Texas.
We are. You're in Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. I can't fucking believe it.
What do you think?
I like it. The only issue I have is I can't drive, right?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this before.
Yeah, the public transportation here isn't that great.
No, but I mean, you don't even have pavements or sidewalks.
No,
really.
We don't have sidewalks. No. So it's like, you see, you'll go down like a street and you'll just see a homeless guy or just people just commuting to work.
Yeah.
On the side of the road.
Yeah.
And goddamn, dude, I look at my phone a lot. I can't look at everything. Now I have to worry about people just on the side of the street. Like in Chicago, that's crazy with sidewalks and there's so much public transportation. Mm. Do you plan on going there at all?
No. Well, I hadn't, but I saw some YouTube video the other day that apparently Chicago's the most corrupt city in the US.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I moved.
Why is that?
I mean, just bad politics and people. Oh. People there don't have cars. They have a good like bus system and things like that, but me being a car owner, I moved there from the suburbs and they have like red traffic cams, they have speed cams, mm-hmm. and that money, they're just funneling money from their own citizens, and the streets aren't even fixed. They tow you over every little thing. There's a Chicago tax on top of an Illinois tax.
What?
Yeah, they have their own tax system.
Oh,
so yeah,
gosh.
It's very corrupt.
And then that's where like crack got big, isn't it? Chicago.
I don't know, bitch. Like, what do you mean? Like,
crack. I feel like there's that thing like the '80s, like the crack epidemic was a real Chicago thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's cocaine and pills now. It's you know, crack is what really like fallen off.
Right. Damn. Gone out of fashion.
Have you ever tried crack before?
I've never had crack. No, have you?
Yeah, I've tried it once on accident.
What was it like?
It's just like, it's like, you know that term where it's like, you drink this, you're like, oh, this is like crack.
Yeah.
When you smoke crack, like the high is very intense, but it's very short lived. And then you just want more crack.
Oh, like right when you pop a can of Pringles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except, yeah. Yeah. Except you'll lose all your teeth and you'll end up in a parking lot.
Just
asking for money. But that's what it is. It's wonderful, which is why like you can't have that. It's awful because of how like addictive it is.
Damn. No, yeah. I've never done crack.
Yeah.
But still time.
There's still time. You're still young. You're how old are you?
30.
Yeah, you're 30.
How old are you?
36.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So like my crack days are behind me. Like it's not, I can't. A thing that I've noticed, like being, I'm pushing 40 now, like I'm getting there, whether I like it or not, is I can't experiment like how I did in my 20s. Like I got my crack phase out of the way.
Yeah, it gets to a point where you feel like you can't be trying new things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not cute to do like drugs like that.
Yeah.
Like, being an alcoholic like at fucking 36, it's like, it's not cute.
Yeah.
Or just like being poor.
And that's the thing. It was quite cute when you're like 20.
Yeah,
when
you're
an alcoholic,
better.
It's like kind of adorable.
Yeah, you didn't know any better.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
But now you have to be more mindful. I'm trying to anyway. I just came from a dealership. I'm trying to get a car because like my car was such a piece of shit.
Right, yeah.
And people will make fun of me because I'm like, it's got dings on it. It broke down all the time. Like it was awful fucking vehicle.
Yeah. Mm.
And yeah, so I'm ready to just improve in life, put my crack days behind me, and just be a responsible American adult.
So you are a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
If people didn't know that already.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure.
Well,
you
what
know
camera.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah, dude.
Austin-based comedian.
Chicago-based.
Well, Chicago-based.
Yeah, I moved here in April.
Oh, so you've really not been here long.
Yeah, it's very recent for me, for sure.
So, and do you prefer it to Chicago, or...?
I tell you what, I like the comedy scene better in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
but I like the opportunities better here.
Why do you prefer the comedy scene there?
It's just, it's more, the one, and I was just talking about, I don't know if you saw my story. I had a fucking meltdown yesterday online.
I think I might have saw it.
Yeah, dude, I do that sometimes. So if you follow me, that's, you're just going to have to get used to it.
You also get free nudes.
Yeah, just follow, yeah. Yeah, it'll be like crazy fucking thought process, deep quote, thirst trap, and then I'm, I'm a nightmare sometimes. So I don't know. What were you asking me?
Yeah, why'd you prefer Chicago?
Oh,
yeah, comedy. Yeah, you had a meltdown.
So the the meltdown was just like from my time here and like attending shows and like these open mics. It's such an oversaturation of comedy, but the quality of comedy is just bad. It's really bad because you have people that are coming here just to get famous, right?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of like, it's just watered down. Whereas Chicago, it's like they do their own thing. A lot of them have been doing comedy for 15 years there and they're really great at comedy, but they'll never like venture out or like do go on the road because they're just so content, like just doing their spots every night.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but the difference is, I think, the quality of comics. And I think New York is like that too, where the stage time is competitive and they're more picky on who they, on their comics with the writing and the performance and things like that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Here it's like, everyone's just saying like all the offensive words and they're getting by on it.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I see what you mean.
Have you gone to a show or anything?
No.
No.
You said you're doing one tonight though.
Yeah. I'm doing a crowd work show tonight.
Yeah. I might come see that.
You should
then.
Just come
yeah,
with
yeah.
me, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see that.
That'd be fun. Like Laser's going to be on it. Okay. Zacko's going to be on it. It's going to be a lot of people on there.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'll come see that.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Cause I need to see a comedy show. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the last time I was at Roscoe's, I was at my show and then they asked me like, can you host really quick? I was like, sure. You know, I was drunk at this point cause I get drunk at my show. And then I get there and I'm just like, I had two girls come up and like show their tits on stage and
right.
And it wasn't even supposed to be like a rowdy show like that. Yeah.
Was that it going good? The tits out or was that it going bad?
I mean, can you imagine showing your tits on stage and somebody and then just crickets? Can you just imagine?
Oh my! Wait, so there was no reaction?
No, there was a good reaction to it because I was being hype. I was, you know, said you did improv.
Yeah,
you got a yes and my
yeah. Yes, and everyone cries after they see my tits.
Oh
yeah,
my god!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god! I couldn't imagine doing that on stage and have nobody saying anything. Actually, that did happen to me one time. I didn't show my tits, but I did pull my pants down in the middle of my set.
Okay.
And this was like 6 years ago and I was headlining a show and like I had no business because I was like too new. I didn't have an hour of material. Are you fucking crazy? But I said yeah, you know what I mean. They put us up in a hotel, they gave us like $400 and then I got to do an hour.
Yeah.
And I just like I ran out of material and so I was trying to like riff and I had no idea what I was doing and I was like, if you guys don't laugh I'm gonna pull my pants down, and it was still silent. It was all tourists and people just visiting their kids in college. And they're like, oh, there's a comedy show.
Yeah.
In the bottom of this hotel. And then I pulled my pants down and then crickets, dude.
Oh.
And then I'm just like, all right. All right. You know what I mean? I think I finished early. It was nuts.
Yeah. I do feel like if I was on stage and I panicked, I would probably get my tits out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like it's a last ditch effort. Like when shit's not going well, you're like, oh, here.
At least you can do that as a woman and not sort of get kicked out. I feel like if you were got your dick out, people don't take that as well.
Well, did you see, you haven't seen it because we just became social media friends.
Yeah.
I posted a clip of me pulling my pants down, right? I had my pants down. And security came in with a flashlight and was like, hey, and I didn't see him and I turn around and like how intimidating and vulnerable of a position to be in the first place. Like the crowd was like loving it because I was just like, sometimes it'll happen on stage. Sometimes I'm very mild. Sometimes I'm angry. Like sometimes I go up there and I take my pants off.
Mm.
And so I'm doing this and I'm in this whole bit and I turn around and there's just like this big African-American, I'm going to use the right term this time, just shaking this flashlight at me, and I got scared. I thought I was in trouble, like he was trying to make me to leave, but he's like, just pull your pants up. This is weird for me, too. Like, so But it was fun, dude. That's so I've had that experience.
Well,
for sure.
That's good. Yeah. How long have you been doing stand up then?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
And you just went on Kill Tony, didn't you?
I did.
And how
did
that go?
Yeah, it was a good time. I remember
I saw the clip, it was funny.
Yeah. It was so I was the last bucket pull of the night. And right. Like I don't sign up every week just because okay, first of all, you're sitting in a bar with 200 people who think they're funny, and maybe 5% of them are.
Just imagine those conversations.
Yeah, so it's mostly autistic, disabled in some way or form, or they're amputees. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like an improv gathering.
Yeah.
People do improv, they're all like that. Yeah.
They're all like that, so they're just... So you're sitting in there, and it's like... You sign up at like 6 or 7, they start pulling at 8, and you're there till about 10:30. So it was about, and after a couple hours, I was like, fuck this, I'm going to get drunk in the parking lot. So I'm sitting on the side of the building with a few comics, and we got like a couple of cases of White Claw. And, you know, we're drinking White Claws and having ourselves a time. And it was like the last bucket pull. And I remember I'm like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then my friend was like, Jess, they called you. I was like, fuck you, dude. Because they've pulled that on me before.
Oh,
they pretend to call your name and then you get excited. And you're like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
But I was like, really? Even as I was like walking up, I had to wait until I saw the guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, shit. And so then we're getting to the back. You go in through the back and then you go up the little stairs and you're standing behind the curtain. You hear fucking Tony's loud, you know, his fucking... I don't want to call him gay because he gets mad, but you know that his
he's
voice,
quite gay. He's quite a gay voice. Yeah.
His distinctive accent.
Yeah,
if
flamboyant.
You will. You know, he goes like that's how. Yeah. And so you hear him on the other side of the curtain, and you know the guy in front of me was like crushing, and I had no idea who it was, and I just start the guy was. First of all, they tell you something. They're like, okay, so I just wanted to let you know, like, don't cut them off. Like, let them take the lead. Just make sure. And I'm like, I'm not good with that. Like, right. If I have the opportunity to say something, I'm very much like that. So then I started like, and you have Willie Montgomery on one side, and then Drunick is on the other. And I'm just like, what do I do? And they're like, do you want water? I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as I went out there, I was like, I had like this strange calm over me, and I was like, oh, you've done this before. Who fucking cares who's on the panel? Just do what you got to do. So I did my minute. It was really good, and the interview was nice. I was just confused about all the sound effects. The sound effects were.
Who does that? Is that
Redman?
Right. Okay.
So he has his little computer, and he does the and puts these little sounds to try and fuck you up. And it's like, but it was a strange thing about it is, you know, that's why it's so important, like to do every room. We you know, because you were talking about you wanted to start doing stand up, right? So if you want to be a good comic, you want to do every stage that's thrown at you at first, because it does. And I would say to myself, like, why the fuck am I going to perform just on a milk crate inside of a fucking laundromat? Or why am I going to perform in someone's basement just without even, you mean not even a microphone? Because those opportunities do come around and then you're able to crush them.
Yeah.
So when I first started, there's this open mic called Trigger Warning, which is intended for new comics to come in there and it's set up for you to fail. So if you start bombing, they all start chanting to quit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you start like, if your set starts fucking up or whatever, they'll start playing Return of the Mac and everyone starts standing up and dancing. So I was prepared for the soundboard because they utilize a lot of that.
Yeah. I know there's one in London. There's a big one in London there's like a gong show.
Yeah.
But it's like there's one at this one place and it's like, they call it like the meanest gong show in the UK, like that they're really.
How many gong shows are there?
Apparently
this is
few.
The meanest show.
Yeah. I went to one the other night to watch my friend in that was apparently the nicest gong show.
Yeah.
And that was like, I mean, it really attracted the.
Was it a gong? Was it a triangle? How nice are we talking?
It was like, that was where I saw a guy, he screamed Dragon Ball Z theme tune for 5 minutes. And I was like, wow. And they let him.
They just let him do it. That's really fucking nice.
He
would have gotten 6 seconds in and we're like, what?
Yeah. In Texas, you would have shot him.
Yeah, we stab in Chicago for sure.
I've had a crazy day, right? I've had some terrible things happen to me today.
Like what?
First of all, I fell over. and I was walking along.
You're right, that's really fucking crazy.
It is, in front of a dog. That was really embarrassing.
Yeah, what did the dog think about it?
I felt like he was embarrassed for me. Yeah, really.
He was like... Mm.
I know. And then I spilt coffee over my hand.
Okay.
Hot coffee.
Was this the same time?
A few, maybe like half an hour later.
Okay, so this is different. Okay.
And then I got an Uber later and I got an electric shock from the static on the door.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up.
And then I went to have a shower and there was a grasshopper in my shower. And
there was a grasshopper?
Yeah.
Was it one of those big ones too?
Yeah.
Have you noticed how big the fucking bugs are here?
They're fucking huge. That's just one I've seen.
Dude, I saw my first tarantula in my garage.
Wait, you have tarantulas here?
We have fucking tarantulas here.
Oh my God.
I didn't know either.
Oh my God.
Until I saw, and I shit you not, it was like this big. Just chilling in the garage. And he wasn't doing nothing wrong, but my roommate still killed it. I was like, hey, I would have killed it too, but I'm glad he has the blood on his hands, because that was insane.
But that's going to be a lot of blood.
Yeah.
You got to kill a tarantula. That's not an easy thing to kill a tarantula.
He got like a book or something. It took 3 whacks to take it down. You remember when, you know how spiders are just like.
Yeah.
No, this was like. Oh my God.
Because that's like killing a rat almost.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Ugh. Yeah. Did you know how to, you know, like on the instructions, like have you ever dealt with mice? Do you guys like have that?
Well, before I came to Austin, I was staying in a hostel in New York.
Yeah.
And in the night, a mouse ate my protein bar that was in my
bag.
What
a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a really expensive one as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mice.
So I was living in the basement because there's a lot of basement apartments that are really big in like Chicago. Then we call them garden apartments.
Yeah.
And that just means they renovated their basement and turned it into a room. Anyways, I had a really bad like mouse problem. And so we would use those glue traps.
Okay, yeah.
And so have you ever read the, like, you know what I'm talking about with the glue traps,
They're pretty
right?
mean, aren't they, the glue
Oh,
trap.
Yeah, they're vicious. Well, what are the other options? Snap its neck and then I got to clean mouse blood off of it, you know what I mean? But on the instructions of a mouse glue trap, it says to drown it in water.
Oh, my God, does it?
Yeah, so I would have to, like, I tried peeling it off and one of their legs came off.
Oh my God.
I know. So I drowned it. I felt like that's better, dude. I just ripped it off because that glue's strong. Like that mouse is not going anywhere. And I tried. So yeah, I would just stand there and I felt like fucking Dexter because I'm just throwing this thing in the toilet because you got to make sure it dies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm standing there and I'm like, all right. And there's like a mechanism. It'll start bubbling when it's like knowing that it's dying. And then you wait for the bubbles to stop.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I could handle much, like a lot in life now because of that. I killed a lot of many mice in Chicago.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've normally just, when they're in my house, I'm normally just like, well, I guess I've got pets now.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not going to deal with that.
It would be fine if it just like... I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, like, one of those, like, kill it. Like, if a spider's in my corner, I'm like, yeah, dude, get rid of all the fucking flies. Because it'll keep the flies out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep the random little fucking squiggly bugs out. But with mice, dude, they'll eat your bread. Like, I would leave bread on the counter, and there's, like, a little hole in it with, like, a corner of a piece of bread. I'm like, you pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I'm housing you. I'm paying the heat around
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They take the piss.
Yeah, and then they shit all over your floor, which is insane. They have the audacity to shit in my bread bag. So, dude, fuck mice.
The other thing I'm struggling with at the moment is I've got an armpit rash.
How?
I got it because...
You got herpy pit. You got herpes.
Yeah, I got a homeless man fucked my armpit last night.
Oh, dude, that's scabies
and,
for sure.
Yeah, and so I think I got that. But I was like, what is this? Whenever I've got a rash now, I post a photo on Reddit because there's like a subreddit. If you've got a rash, you can post a photo of it.
Okay.
And someone will tell you what it is. Apparently, it's a shaving rash.
Yeah.
But it's weird. It's just on one armpit. Yeah.
Are you putting anything on it, like hydrocortisol?
I've put some lotion on it.
Just regular lotion?
Yeah, like unscented.
Yeah, that I think irritates it.
Oh, that might be why it's getting worse.
Yeah, you need to put like anti-inflammatory redness, like put ice packs on that son of a bitch and like something for inflammation.
Can you see that, guys? Have a good wank.
Yeah, dude, like, that's nuts.
Yeah, damn. Do you say wank over here? No.
Wank a bit? We don't say wank at all.
It means masturbate.
I know.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You say, do you say fap?
We don't say FAP. That's internet talk.
Okay. What do you say to
masturbating? I mean, I just say good old. I just say good old masturbating.
Masturbating. Yeah.
Yeah. Rub one out.
My audience like to masturbate a lot.
Yeah.
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 But yours do as well.
Oh,
apparently.
Yeah, dude. Like, I won't even post anything sexual, and then they'll be like, oh, yeah. I'll pay money to see your tits. And then I trick them into giving me money, and yeah. I'll walk them right afterwards.
And you showed me a fantastic video yesterday.
Yeah.
Of some...
Oh, a guy with Down syndrome masturbating.
But he was just, like, tickling the top.
He was like,
oh, rubbing it like a clit. That was what he was doing. Yeah.
I was even thinking like more G-rated of it being like a joystick on an Xbox controller, just the way he was like twirling it around. He would like lick his finger and then just like twirl it around. But the conversation of it was just so fucking funny because I was just like, I don't know. I just love looking at people with disabilities on my algorithm. Bitch, don't act like you don't either.
No, oh no. So in the UK, like the biggest TikTokers, I would say, are all like autistic men. And there's something about autistic people that British people love blowing up on TikTok.
Yeah,
and
dude,
I do.
It's so fun.
The only people I watch are like autistic people.
Yeah, we love doing that here in the States.
Yeah.
Especially if they got other things, like other disabilities as well, like as like being African American or like
gay.
Yeah, yeah, trans. Gay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have a triple threat of being, you know, a disabled, brown, and whatever that thing you said. Yeah.
Trans, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Those are fun.
Oh, yes.
So most of the pages I follow are stuff like that. So I followed this guy, and he has Down syndrome, right? And he posts these videos. He does these, like, duets of, like, you know, like those OnlyFans girls that, like, simulate sex?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're a good boy.
Yeah.
And so you see him in the corner, he's like, yeah. And so he's clearly masturbating. And I'm like, but I can't post a goddamn meme. Like, I get a meme. This guy's masturbating. And he's like, I'm going to share that with my fans. You know what I mean? Never mind her
How
doing it.
How many followers does he have?
Probably like 60,000, probably something like that.
Whoa.
So I was trying to trick him out of money. I was like,
I need to get duetted by him.
Yeah.
I feel like that would help me blow up.
You might, yeah. And then Big Daddy Mark.
Okay, Big Daddy Mark.
Do you know Big Daddy Mark?
No.
He sings like this. Like, so, okay. So I almost feel like I have to fucking show you who he is, but he's this guy that sings, he sings these songs, and he's just so, like, boisterous.
Okay.
I mean, you could tell that there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to assume, dude. I'm already, we're fucking 8 minutes in this podcast, and I'm already like, dude, there's something going on with this. I've covered a lot of things.
If you had to guess, if you had to have a disability, what would you have?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would want the good autism.
Like the smart one.
Yeah.
Mm.
I would love to just like be knowledgeable and have a great career as an engineer.
Yes.
That would be cool. Or just like have a very specific interest in like, you know, astrophysics or like.
Yeah, you could be like a tech bro.
Yeah, I want to know all about thermal energy. I want to be able to sit you down. Mm-hmm. Like I would rather this podcast, me just sitting here telling you about fucking kinetic energy for 50 minutes. And then you're like, wow, I guess we have 10 minutes of actual interview time. But thank you so much.
It feels a bit like with the table, feels a bit like.
Yeah.
One of those podcasts.
Yeah, dude. So Big Daddy Mark. This is him, right?
Oh, and he's singing the KSI song.
Yeah. He does.
Oh my god! I would say
80,000 likes.
Well, I would say that's a good old-fashioned learning disability.
So, anyways, maybe I don't know, dude.
Mm.
So he messaged me, or I messaged him, and I was like, "Hey," I was like, "I'm looking forward to us being really good friends." And he was like, "Me too." And I was like, "Hey," because I have a really good friend. I'm friends with this really good band called Nether Hour that's here out of Austin. You guys should check them out. And I was like, "Hey, can I get you to sing one of their songs?" I was like, "I'll send you a picture of my ass if you do it." I had to send him a picture of my tits to get him to collab.
We do what we got to do to get ahead.
You know what? Hollywood, you know, yeah. for sure. And it lives up to the name, dude. You could, we're all just trying to survive, you yeah, know? Yeah,
exactly.
You know, we're fighting off men that assault us all the time, so we might as well use it for our advantage and, you know.
What is the dating like in Austin?
Oh, it's non-existent.
Okay.
I haven't even, like, really shown interest in I haven't had sex with anyone in 7 months, and the one person I've hooked up with was in Florida.
Okay. So,
and that was a bad experience. It was so bad.
I set my dating app to here just to see what it was like, what kind of fish I'd catch.
Yeah, know? What kind of fish are you catching?
They are all tech bros.
Yeah, they're all tech bros. Yeah. So they got money, but they also probably have coke problems.
And they're also pretty unattractive.
Yeah, and yeah. they're schizophrenic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very good here.
No.
What kind of men were you hoping that would be in Austin?
I like beta cuck soy boys.
What does that mean?
Like
beta cuck
soy boy hipsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that, like dressed like we're like these, the flat brim hats.
Probably, yeah.
Like that wear suspenders probably.
Shit patchwork tattoos. Like oh,
yeah, but they dress really nice. They yeah. were like really fancy. They wear nice shoes and then.
Although to be honest, I say that's my type, but actually most of the guys I date, I would say in the UK are a bit like what we call like a geezer. Like a bit of a lad. What? It's like.
A geezer here means old.
Yeah, no, I would say it's like the equivalent of just like a, I don't know, like a bro. Maybe.
You call them geezers?
Yeah, but it's sort of the guys who drink beer and they go, oh, I love.
And that's usually what your type is.
It isn't, but that's who I seem to attract.
Yeah.
And therefore have sex with.
Yeah. You kind of got to go with what you attract, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean.
And yours is men with learning disabilities.
No, I don't. My type?
Oh, no, well, no,
that's just what I like. Like, how dare you? No, my type is, and the thing is, I've learned they're not your type, they're your pattern. So the things that you're attracted to, I just attracted to fuckboys, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, but now that I started, like, did therapy, right, and learning, that's a goddamn problem.
Okay. Yeah.
So now I'm, like, trying to look at people that I need
mm-hmm.
rather than people that I want or that I like. And that already made things harder.
Mm.
That made things a lot harder because now that's all I see. Or it's like, okay, you don't check that box, never mind. I'm not even, like, trying to date now because I know what I want in a person. And so you realize, like, how many people just don't fit that.
Would you date another comic?
It depends. If he wasn't, I told myself I wanted to date another artist for sure. Because like a guy that a blue collar guy with like a great job, just they'd be mad, dude, because I would never be home.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
But I found when I've dated guys who are like comics or they're like funny and stuff like that, they want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And so it like clashes a little bit. So,
yeah.
Because I'm a bit of a narcissist and I'm like, I want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And then they do. So I feel like I need someone who's like a behind the scenes.
A behind the scenes kind of thing lets you kind of shine.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing, I'm attracted to guys that also want the center of attention. Mm. And that's where it clashes, dude. And I tend to attract narcissists like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Same, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's insane. Because I'm borderline. I have borderline personality disorder. And that's like moths to a fucking flame.
Yeah, they do like narcissists.
Yeah, we do. We're so... because we want to trust and they love bomb us and then they treat us like shit and then we feel like, oh, I got to work for love. Like,
yeah.
And then that's the course of the whole relationship and it's hell and it's torturous and don't do that, you know?
No.
So, that, like, my best, like, especially at the last relationship I was in, I'm like, I'm going to stay single for a while. I have shit I have to do. Like, I can't be fucking around, like, crying over a man or, like, oh, why does he love me? It's like, I don't have time for that. Like, I came here to do comedy mm-hmm. and, like, I need a car. I want to get my life together. And
yeah.
That's what my focus is right now.
Have you ever been to the UK?
No, dude.
Would you go?
Yeah, I love Amy Winehouse so much. I want to go see that bronze statue.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's in Camden. Camden is Well, there's a lot of people with learning disabilities around there.
There's a lot of disabled people over in Camden. Yeah.
Well, it's like it used to be quite a cool area, but now it's just like it's just a mix of just homeless people and tourists. But that statue is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun place to go. But
yeah, is that like a little party town or what?
Party in the sense of like, I don't know. It's just all tourists, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Bars haven't changed their playlists for like 20 years.
Oh, God.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. No, you need to go to the cool areas.
Yeah.
Which is probably like East London.
Yeah.
I would say.
How about like Cornwall? Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have pasties there. Yeah.
Pasties.
It's like a pastry of meat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys really like fucking changing the whole goddamn vocabulary.
Yeah.
Pasties. Like, okay.
There's a lot of incest in Cornwall as well.
So, don't know
if you're into that.
Do you think that that's like a trickle down effect from like the monarchy with like all the kings and the royalties and stuff?
So,
why is it so inbred?
So they're really inbred, but I think Cornwall is inbred in the way that like, people say, you know, people in the southern states are inbred, like they're kind of like the hillbillies, I guess, of the UK. You know, like that's what the Cornish are.
Oh, that's like your guys' Kentucky or Alabama.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, there's a lot of poverty and like, because it's sort of not very well connected. So
yeah,
it's sort of, yeah, and there's a lot of like inbred people. And
do they look different? Like, because I know, like,
they sound different. So they say, so like, they go, they literally sound like, oh, you wait, we never get new pasty. Like, that's how they sound.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how people from fucking Virginia sound.
Yeah.
That's very inbred over there.
Yeah.
We had a whole documentary, I don't know if you know about it, like the Wild Whites or whatever, The Wonderful World of Whites. And it's this entire family in,
I think I saw that,
Virginia. Johnny Knoxville directed it or produced it, either or. And it's just based around this inbred fucking family that became infamous because they all just sell pills and they're all fucking just insanely stupid. And
wow,
it's wild. But hey, you know what? It's America, dude.
And that kind of makes you proud to be American, I feel like.
Makes me feel better about myself. But I would go, you know where I would go? I would go to Ireland or Scotland. Yeah, I want to see something pretty. Like, I want to see shit that you can't see here. And that's the only way.
Yeah. It rains a lot, but yeah.
It rains a lot.
Yeah, in Ireland, it's always raining.
It's always raining. Okay, so that's the Seattle. That's the Seattle of a... Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Do you have any places that you want to see here?
In Texas or USA?
Just in the USA. We don't have to stay with Texas.
I would say, I've done all of the West Coast before, and I've done New York. I would say I'd quite like to see maybe like Nashville or something.
Nashville's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Nashville a lot. I was gonna move to Nashville if I didn't come here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
But you made it as a blues singer or something?
Dude, you know what? No, I would have done comedy out there, but like I was gearing up to move to Nashville, and then like after I met Laser's like, no, just come down to Austin. And I'm like, okay, sure.
So how did you meet Laser?
Oh, that's an interesting story. So what he'll tell you, he's like, oh, she was a fan of mine and DM'd me, and that's not true at all. It's not true at all. What really happened is the last guy that I dated was a fan of his.
Oh.
And he would send me like Laser's reels, and I was like, stop sending me this shit. And so after we broke up, like, because he was a comic, like the guy that I was dating,
he's a
comic. So to get back at him, I like messaged Laser and I said, hey, I have mushrooms and girls. Can I get, because I saw he was coming into town. I was like, I got mushrooms and girls. Can I get on your list? And he's like, yeah, for sure. Just give me your name. And I was like, all right. And showed up. And afterwards, we hung out, kicked it off. He was like really cool. We're like, hey. Mm-hmm. You know, we went out to this like bar afterwards, this piano bar. And we were just kicking it. And then right before I left, he was like, hey, come do a spot tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Came there, did well. And then he gave me a couple more dates and said, come with me. And so, like, over the next couple times, he would come to town. And then, you know, we would hang out and I would do some shows
in Austin?
No, in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, right.
So then, yeah, after that, then he brought me down. Yeah.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was pretty cool.
And now you're held hostage in his house?
Yeah, dude. Because I come down here and like my car was already like a piece of shit.
Right. Yeah.
So a few friends like came together and, you know, gave me money to come down here because I'm like, I can't afford it. My car, blah, blah, blah. So they scrounged up money and they sent me down here with money. And then the day I got here, my car broke down. It was broken down for 2 months and sucked all the money. So then Laser's like, well, I mean, you could stay here. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been an ideal situation because I haven't been able to go out and do comedy like I need to and things like that because I'm like 20 minutes south of downtown. So.
Right.
And Ubers are fucking expensive. Mm. Thanks, Obama.
For those that don't know, that's Uncle Laser, who is on either the episode before this.
Yeah.
Depends when it comes out. But yeah. An Austin comic.
Yeah.
Of Kill Tony fame.
Yeah, Kill Tony, famous comic.
Yeah.
You know, the single mother slayer.
Yes.
What does he call himself? The prince that was promised. I have to, when I host, I have to say that shit before he's like, all right, make sure you tell him. All the way from Austin, Texas, the single mother slayer himself, the prince that was promised, Uncle Laser.
And I'm trying to think what I would make you say if you had to introduce me.
Okay.
I think I would say, so something I often tell, and I honestly think it's the truth, is I have like, I think probably one of the grippiest pussies in the UK. So maybe I would get you to say that.
The grippiest puss in the United Kingdom. Moister than an oyster. Oh, yeah, dude.
But occasionally prone to yeast infections, unfortunately.
We could probably leave that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to yell
that. I don't think that'll get the crowd riled up.
Occasional UTI. I don't even know what mine would be. I think I would just like, I just go with like, I keep it safe.
Mm.
Before when sometimes I'll do this to people if they're like newer and they're hosting, they're like, do you have any credits? Mm. I was like, yeah, tell them that I have really fat tits.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm like, yeah, tell them I have really fat tits and that I do roast battle.
It's important.
Like, yeah.
Mm.
And so they would go like, she says, tell you guys that she has fat tits. Like, she does roast battles. And I come out and I'd be like, I never fucking told him to say that.
So you do regularly do roast battles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you be able to give me a roast? Like, just, are you able to do like one? Give me one insult.
Well, just one. I mean,
just give me one.
It's just that I get analysis. Mm. You look like you give really good gum jobs.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah.
British, we have bad teeth.
Oh.
Is that, yeah.
That wasn't the connection that I was making.
Gum jobs.
Yeah, gum jobs.
Oh.
It's almost like, the way that your mouth is set up.
Okay.
See, that's where the thing is. That's where it gets mean, is you have to be completely accurate.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So looking at you and the way that you kind of talk, you talk and your teeth don't show when you talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of do this. So it looks like you have removable teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You didn't even know that.
No.
When I've done roast battles, I've walked away with new insecurities.
That's what you
I didn't
want.
Even know.
Yeah. That's
I'm
good,
like, really? Like,
yeah, that's a good battle.
See, they're like, where they're like, look at her jowls. And I'm like, I got those? Like, and people would say the wildest shit about me. SpongeBob square ass I got one time. So it's like, so you know, the thing is, I only like roast battle men. That's the only thing I do. Because it's like, because I can get pretty mean with it. Like, you can do silly. It just kind of depends on what's called for and who you're fucking roasting. But it's so
And I
weird.
Feel like men, you can kind of just call them
bitches.
Or like pedophiles or like sex offenders or something.
Did you say pedophile?
Yeah.
God, you guys is...
Well, actually, so we say nonce. So if it's a nonce, which means not on... I mean, it stands for something like not on normal courtyard exercise, because in prison they're not allowed. If you're a sex offender, obviously you're not allowed with the others.
You're not allowed in the. Well, they're safe.
Yeah. It's nonce. That's what we say. So you go nonce, or you say noncing. So like you've been noncing
Yeah. Mm. Like fucking kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm.
What's the youngest age you would go if there wasn't an age of consent?
Oh, you know, I often think this. I think the youngest, so I'm 30.
Okay.
I think the youngest I would fuck is probably 19. If it was like a hot 19-year-old guy.
Those exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually dating, probably like 26.
Yeah.
What would you, what's the youngest you would fuck?
14.
Okay. Yeah.
Dating.
You see a lot of strapping 14-year-olds in your everyday life.
I've been bamboozled a time
or
two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I would say, I would say, right, because I'm 36. I did, when I was 30, I did fuck an 18-year-old and it was really weird, but I met him on Tinder but he said he was 21.
Right.
Right.
So he also.
So I've been, yeah. I dumped and bamboozled myself, dude, fellas, I get it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said, he's like, he later messaged me, he's like, yeah, I'm really 18. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And then I was like, nice. So I would still say 21, probably. It has to be like a really hot 21-year-old, but it's hard because like, it's really weird how your brain kind of like adjusts as you get older. Cause now it's like, I don't even want to say 21 anymore because it's just, they look like baby faced.
Yeah. Men don't seem to have that problem though.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they don't give a shit. They prefer it, dude. But I would say like the youngest I would fuck probably 24, 25. And the youngest I would date, I mean, probably late 20s.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But he'd have to, like, really have his shit together because, like, I've met men in their 30s that don't mentally have it together, that are psychologically behind.
I say this. I always expect men to, like, get better once they hit their 30s, but they don't.
No, they don't. They just...
In fact, it's normally just the most backwards ones that are left in their 30s, normally, I find.
Mm.
Talking of... backwards men, my audience is very horny and autistic.
Okay.
And they have some problems that need to be answered. They've sent in some issues. Okay.
I love this.
So we are going to answer them. Right. Okay. So this guy said, I recently was a bit sexually confused and thought I was bisexual. I downloaded Grindr a few months back to speak to some guys just to see if I felt like I actually was. Last week, my girlfriend found out that I had downloaded Grindr and broke up with me, thinking I was cheating on her. Now I'm single and still confused.
You're bisexual.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I guess the question is, I guess he was just venting.
I think he was just telling you happened.
But it sounds like he's saying he's been unfairly broken up with, but I'm like, that is kind of cheating though.
Did you read all of it? Are you, there's because I don't think there was a question. I think it was just a statement.
Yeah, that is the statement.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're bisexual though, dude. I'm sorry to tell you that. You like fucking dudes. You downloaded an app.
If you were dating a guy, right?
Yeah.
And he downloaded Grindr, would you consider that cheating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be like, maybe he's curious. No, like you got to... Don't figure that out while... If you're figuring that out while you're with me, then yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But yeah, dude, you're bisexual as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I think wanting to download Grindr means you're bisexual.
Yeah.
Because that's quite a, like... I mean, it's one thing to fap over men in porn.
Is it?
Yeah. I feel like you could be straight and do that. Straight man. And wank over gay sex.
Wait.
Because I feel like straight women wank over lesbian porn. Sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
I'm really, like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're right.
Yeah, I am.
There's that double standard there. But, let's just go with that. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you can jerk off. If you're, I could agree with that. Listen, fellas, if you are being curious about your sexuality, bi-curious does not mean bisexual. It just means you're a little curious. And if you hop on the hub and you see two dudes fucking each other and it gets your rocks off and you get off to it and then you go home to your girl and you're like, I like this, then hey, you know what? You're straight still. You don't have to tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Just keep that shit to yourself.
But downloading Grindr, that's like you want to meet someone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like, I have the intention of like talking in a non-platonic way to another male.
Mm.
And when you're with somebody on top of it, yeah, for sure. You know, do that shit when you're by yourself. Unless she's like open to exploring with you and being like, hey, dude, if you want a man to bend you over on the couch, just don't do it in our living room.
What do you think of polyamory?
I don't like it. I think it's weird.
It is. I mean, it's kind of an ongoing gag, but like, it is like the most unattractive people are always poly.
It is. Yeah, for sure. I've never really seen, I've maybe seen maybe one or two people that have been like, yeah, I'm polyamorous. I'm like, damn, that must be some good looking, some good looking fucking threesomes that you guys are having. But yeah, for the most part, they've got like multicolored hair, or they don't have a neck.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or they just, they look like they smell like used cat litter.
And they're still wearing a mask often.
Are you not in furries? How do you feel about the furry kingdom?
Okay, I think furries are... I don't think I could date a furry, personally.
No.
I couldn't fuck a furry.
Yeah.
Could you fuck a furry?
So there was, like, a period on TikTok where I was, like, only seeing furry shit. Like, I feel like they're, like we... The thing that's fucked up is, like, when you're going in the algorithm, you're not watching shit that you want to see.
No, yeah.
You're watching shit that people assume, the people around you are fucking looking at. And they're like, hey, this bitch must also like furries and blue chews and fucking weird things. But I would see furries, and then I'm just like, I would start watching. I'm like, hey, they're people too. And then, like, I started feeling sorry. And I would, then I started following them. And I'm just like, I want to be in their world. And there was, like, this one chick, and I forgot her name, but she was, like, a furry, and she was pregnant, and she had a man that she was married to, and then he was a furry. And they're like, we don't even have sex in the costumes. Like, we just do this because we like doing it.
Right.
So that exists. Like, people just like dressing up as animals. But to answer your question, yeah. I would fuck a wolf furry, because those...
They got something.
Yeah, dude. Like, that's the only one I think I would do.
They got some swag to them.
Yeah, but I would also have to dress up as a furry, I think.
Yeah.
And it still matters who's underneath the costume. Yeah. If you pull it off and you're a fucking poly neck bearded son of a bitch, dude, you're gonna catch the hands.
Have you seen Therians?
Huh?
Therians.
Therians.
So they are like, I've seen them on TikTok. I got on Therian TikTok. And they're like the people who walk on their all fours, and they normally just have like ears, but they're normally always non-binary, and they use but they want the pronouns like the animal pronouns, and then and they, which, you know, whatever you want, but like,
no, it's not. It is not whatever you want. We need a statute of limitations on fucking pronouns, dude. Like, they, them, it's he, she, him, her, they, them, that's it.
Yeah, you don't need anything beyond they,
you
them.
Don't know. I'm not getting an X,
that's just
involved.
A new language,
that's all that it point. Is I'm sorry, yeah. I'm not fucking speaking, I'm not calling you that shit,
but
dude.
These people, they literally, like, they walk and they like pounce, they go and then they're like, and then they shift.
Yeah.
So they talk about like shifting, which is like they're in a state and then they go into their therian state. And but the funniest thing I find is all the comments, people commenting being like, wow, so how long did it take you to learn how to shift or something?
Oh,
it's like,
God,
it's not,
dude.
Real.
You just got good on walking on all fours, dude.
Which should be admired. I mean, that's a pretty hard thing to do, walk on all fours.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's like, you know, like those women, it's girls that do it. I've never seen a guy do this where they fucking do like the horse walk, the horse galloping.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've been following a girl on TikTok who does that. Yeah.
And it's like, they get really good.
And she posts like motivational quotes when she posts her videos of her, and she's been like, the time I fell, but I got back up again. And
was it the one where she was crying?
Yeah.
She's like, this life is so hard. Like, you don't have to fucking do it. Is there an award? Is there what is the end goal, dude?
Yeah. Oh my God, no, I love. See, that's the kind of shit I love on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so autistic.
Yeah, it just makes me like realize, like, oh, my life isn't that bad. Like, I'm struggling to pay my rent this month, but at least I don't fucking walk on all fours and think I'm a horse.
So you're not going to get on OnlyFans then?
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know, the way it's leaning, I'm so fucking broke, I might do it. Like,
so I have a particularly horny audience, so is there anything you want to say to them to give you money?
Dude, if you guys like to be bullied online for money, if you guys want to, just hit me up and be like, and ask me about it, dude. I might. I just got to see if there's an audience or a market that wants to see these 36-year-old breasts. But for the most part, I do comedy, man, and roast battles. So if you want me to be mean on you, I know there's men that like want to put like paper clips on their penises.
I've had a few. I get a few requests to like belittle men.
Yeah, see, that's what I would like. If I want a guy that wants to send me a dick pic and then I would just roast it, just make fun of his penis, like I would totally do that. Send me pictures of your penis and I will roast it for $50. I will make fun of your whole family. I'll bring up your dead grandmother.
That's the biggest service I get asked on OnlyFans. It's like penis ratings.
Penis ratings?
Yeah, most of them they want it to you to be nice, but occasionally you get the odd one being like, I want you to be really mean about my penis.
Why don't... They want you to lie about how great it is. Okay.
I never lie.
Yeah, I can do that too.
I love all penises that are sent my way.
You know what? I will give a motivational speech to your penis. Yeah. Like I will cheer it up. You know what I mean?
You are doing so well, Mr. Penis.
Did I tell you about that bad sexual experience that I had? Was that you?
No,
that was okay. That was the podcast afterwards. So the guy that I hooked up with, and I feel bad because I don't know. He probably won't watch it. He doesn't love me. He left right after. But I hooked up with this guy, and it was a friend that like laser knows, right? He's
okay.
Like this drummer. He's so fucking hot, dude. I should actually show you.
Oh, show me.
I hook up with this guy, and we go back to the hotel after the show. I had a great show. And, oh, look, he's already in my search because I'm a psycho.
But, that's what mine's like.
Yeah. So we go back to the hotel, and we're hooking up. We go in right away. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm hammered. He's hammered, whatever. He had trouble keeping it up. I had trouble, like, with everything else. So he stuck it in, and I was so dry. And he's like, oh, you're so wet. And I was like, yeah. And then he poured it out. And it's just a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath.
Oh my god!
I like, yeah, dude. It felt like a murder scene down there, and so like he couldn't keep it up. So he's like, oh, we got to take a break. So then we sat in the bed and we ate like buffalo chicken wings.
Right. Okay.
You know, we're sitting in bed, we're naked, and we're eating wings. And he's like, all right, let's go again. I was like, hell yeah! So he popped his dick in my mouth, and he's like, can I come in your mouth? And I've never had a guy do that before. I've never had anyone come in my mouth. Usually, it's like, yeah, it's like a foreplay thing for me. Like, I'm not finishing you off. No,
right,
let's
have
sex like adults, right? Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. What are you, my uncle? Anyway, so. So then he comes in my mouth, and I cannot stand, like, I can't stand mucus.
I have to spit.
I can't stand mucus. Well, I've never had,
right, okay.
First of all, hammered.
Yeah.
Second of all, queasy from being hammered. Third, I don't like spit, and I don't like fucking mucus.
I have a terrible gag reflex.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it just kept coming.
Oh.
Right? And I was like, you're welcome. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, at first, yeah, I was very, like, impressed with it.
Yeah.
And then I got really sick. So as soon as it was like, and I went, bleh, like, so it was just cum and buffalo sauce and blood all over the sheets. It was a disaster, dude. And I just rolled over. Thank God the guy that I was like sharing the hotel room with, like he showed up and the guy was like, oh, hey. And I was like, okay, good. And I went, went to sleep and I woke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did he leave? But I'm glad he did because it was awful.
You don't want them to stick around. The worst sex I had... It was probably like 2 years ago, and I was in Italy, in Naples. Also, yeah, let's see this man.
Yeah, I want to show you. Before we move on to your story, I want to show you what he looks like. And, you know, it's bad when you're, like, when you're trying to find a good picture of somebody, but I feel pretty confident in this.
So, that's him there.
The one on the right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's his
big
girlfriend.
Beautiful hunk of hair.
Yeah, beautiful hunk of hair. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But it was really weird. That's a drummer, dude.
Oh.
Right? I know. And
so we're sitting in the karaoke bar. That's where we met. Look at that, though.
That's the hipster shit you like, right? That's the fucking...
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like that. Yeah.
So... For me, the funny part, and I left this out because I've told this story a couple times, but we were sitting in the karaoke bar, and I was like, we were like kind of like formally discussing hooking up, and then he's like, I was like, you're going to hold my hand? He goes, I won't hold your hand, but I'll put my, how do you say it? He goes, I want to put my face in your ass crack. And I was like, what? And then he reached down my pants and swiped it and then went,
oh my god. That's so much. Oh my god.
It was a lot. It was a lot at the same time.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot at once, but
Puck.
Shit, it was fun. Shit, I don't know from what I can remember.
Yeah.
I was killing it at karaoke, though, with, like, I sing My Heart Will Go On. That is my go-to song. I've underrated. Done that
one. Yeah.
Underrated karaoke song.
I normally
sure.
do Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I fucked this guy in Naples, in Italy. He was like a barman, and he took me. But I was like staying, I was with my friend, and we were staying in the same hotel room. But this guy, this waiter,
yeah,
he in Italy, they all still live with their parents even when they're in their like late 20s,
yeah,
right? And they don't move out till they get married. And he was like, okay, I'll take you to this motel that's like pay per hour. So it's like where the escorts go.
Yeah.
And
pay per hour.
Like pay per, you pay for an hour at the motel.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he took me on the back of his moped there, which if you don't know how they drive on mopeds in Naples, it's fucking crazy. So I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, because they probably drive insane, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely insane. I know.
And
literally.
You're like, there's not even a spot for me. You're sitting on the fucking... Okay.
And then we go to this motel and like we get in, it's really weird and you can hear people fucking on either side.
Oh my God.
And like I like had sex and it's just the terrible sex. There's like no foreplay, but I was kind of coming to the end of my period, but you know when sometimes it just flushes out at the end?
Yeah, you want
and
less
I just
hurrah.
Got blood everywhere. And it was like, yeah, that was the experience.
Our bodies really fucking betray us sometimes, yeah. Especially when we're in vulnerable situations like that. Like my period, like really, you got to do that and you have to bleed now? Like it's not,
yeah.
His dick was not that big to be making me fucking bleed like that. Like it was insane.
Wow. And you went on your period. It was just.
No, it wasn't. But like, I'm so tight and like, I haven't had sex in like what, 7 months and I was dry. Like I thought I was like.
It's that grippy pussy curse.
Yeah, dude, I got that grip, but it keeps them coming back. Yep.
They can't. They can't keep away.
You can't keep away. Do you do Kegels and stuff?
I don't need to.
Excuse
if me. I did, it would be a health hazard, probably.
Oh,
it's
shit.
That tight.
Tighter than a toddler, huh?
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what they all say to me.
That's what they all say. Ew, dude. Do you remember, like, because you're 30, like, you were you on the internet when you were a child?
Yes, a bit.
Yeah.
I think probably more so when I was like 12, 13.
Yeah, so you were in the chat rooms and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like did you ever send your tits to like picture of your
No, I was kind of smart enough not to.
Oh, I was dumb as fuck. They tricked me every time. Yeah, I was never a Backstreet Boy. I was bamboozled so many times.
Oh, no.
I'm like, this is true this time. This is legit. And then I just, you know, I'd send the tits and then it was never them.
Fuck.
Yeah, one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days you'll get them in the chat room.
I still got the username too. Howie, if you're watching this, I'm ready for you, dude. My tits are right here, man. Yeah.
Cool in.
Yeah. Who was your childhood crush?
Mine was... In the UK, we had a band called Busted.
Okay.
And there was like a guy that was like the lead singer of that. That was probably my childhood crush.
Oh, yeah.
Then when I was like 14, it was probably like Julian Casablancas or something.
Yeah, I don't know who any of these fucking people are. Okay.
The lead singer of the Strokes.
Oh, the lead singer of the Strokes. Oh, okay. He's like kind of like feminine.
Yeah.
Little, right?
Soy Boy.
Yeah, Soy Boy. You like that shit. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I was, like, into that when I was a teenager, the lead singer of Him. Do you remember that band? He was, like, they're, like, from Finland, Scandinavian. They're, like Bam Margera, like, had that heartogram on his skateboards and stuff. Mm. And it was this, I don't know, it was this Finnish metal band. But he was, like, this tall, like, gothic twink, like, type boy. So it was either him or my second cousin. Yeah, Joe.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, but we couldn't. We couldn't, dude.
Well, that's funny, because Laser told me yesterday he fucked his second cousin.
I'm gonna have a talk. I want to know now. Like, I want to. He fucked his second cousin.
Yeah, you wouldn't fuck your second cousin.
I mean, no. Like,
I think most men would.
I know they would fuck anything. Yeah. They would fuck corpses. They fuck sheep. Like
yeah,
they fuck
fleshlights.
Dude. You know, usually women will fuck a horse or we'll fuck a dog, but there's got to be a fat stack of cash.
Yeah.
I can't say I would do it, but I, you know, I more power to the ladies that want to take a horse stick for a few racks.
Yeah, we support them.
I support them. Yeah, for sure, dude. Like, do you do anything like that? Because you have OnlyFans, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't fuck any animals.
Yeah.
Yet.
But if you had to?
If I had to, I would probably fuck a dolphin, maybe. I hear they get down. Pretty crazy.
Okay. Mm. I'm trying to, like, just based on anatomy, how that would happen.
There was a case of a woman who fucked a dolphin.
Like, fuck, what? Like, so I'm guessing she was probably on her back. He came on. He probably had a little torpedo penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much how it's done.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Crazy.
And then it's slippery too on top of it. Okay, yeah, the grip, like, it would be a hard time to keep, like, you couldn't get romantic with it because they're slippery. I feel like it's like, yeah,
it's so, like, am I,
yeah,
times, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd have to be good at cuddling. Maybe a koala. Maybe, well, it'd have to be a very large koala. Maybe a panda.
I don't think I could fuck something furry.
Why?
Or it'd have to be not that much fur.
Not very furry.
Mm.
Right. Maybe something short-haired. Like a bison?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a bison. I'd probably fuck a bison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I think that's all we got time for today.
Is that all the questions? Because that was not even a question. That was, can we get one
legitimate
question?
Okay, we'll do one more. But we've gone for an hour, so I hope they don't kick us out.
Yeah.
Okay, but no one's here, so what are they going to do?
Yeah,
let's just do it. What are they going to do? Shoot us?
Yeah, don't. What is this, Texas? Yeah, let's do an actual question.
But this isn't really a question. He just sort of told me a situation. But
again?
Well, actually, there's sort of a question in there. Yeah. Okay. So his brother is a serious drug addict.
Okay.
Right? And he keeps getting high and cheating on his girlfriend, but this guy is in love with his brother's girlfriend. What should he do?
Okay, one more time.
So his brother is a serious drug addict.
Okay.
But he gets high a lot and cheats on his girlfriend.
Okay.
But this guy is in love with his brother's girlfriend. The girlfriend he cheats on.
Yeah, so the drug addict's girlfriend is in love with the brother, right?
No, the brother is in love with the girlfriend.
Well, how does she feel about it?
He hasn't said.
First of all, if you're a drug addict, you shouldn't be in a relationship like that at all.
No.
Because you're already selfish and you're destroying yourself. So how much love can you really have for that person if you don't have love for yourself? And also, if you're cheating on her, it's kind of open game. If you're cheating on her a lot, yeah, that's not your girl. You're not treating her right. So if that's the case, I think it's fair game. And if you're going to treat her a lot better and if those feelings are reciprocated...
But even if it's your brother?
Even if it's your brother, yeah, I would say. Because how much does he love her? I don't think I would, like, fuck somebody that my sister was fucking just based on the fact that, like, you were inside my sister, dude.
Yeah. But,
I mean, men are just gross. They'll do anything. So I say go for it. If you're going to romanticize, if you're doing it to just fuck her, then leave her alone. Let her get her, like, get cheated on and get her ass beat and stuff like that. Leave that to him.
Yeah.
But if you want to take her away and be like the prince in shining armor.
Because you really cream pie where your brother has cream pied. I don't know.
That's something that's for the audience, I think, to figure out.
Could you do that, audience?
Yeah.
Leave your comments down below.
Yeah, leave them below. Let us know if you would fuck your brother's girlfriend.
Yes.
In any situation, drug addict.
Now you said. Now you've asked. I'm like, of course they fucking would.
Absolutely, dude. My sister-in-law is tight, dude. No, I can't say I would. I don't think I would. Would you?
No. I couldn't fuck.
Because you have a sister, first of all. That's you got to relate to that, yeah.
No, I've got a brother.
You got a brother. So you wouldn't fuck your brother's girlfriend?
No.
No.
I'm trying to think, would I fuck someone my mom's fucked?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Are you into older guys?
Not that much older.
Not that much older, yeah.
Probably like 40 max.
Yeah, 40. Mm. Like, even with me... Like, I'm not attracted to, like 42. Like, because I still feel young. And I feel like men that are in their 40s, yeah, they start getting their shit together. But they're also, like, balding. Mm. They're also boring. And they got mortgages and shit. And I'm just, like, I'm still, like, I'm a kid. I'm a teenager. 18. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I like going out and having fun with my girls. But, yeah. We're playing video games. I don't want some fucking middle-aged man coming in and telling me to make him food. I'm like, I'm in the middle of...
I got tits to show on chat rooms.
Yeah, dude. I've got Backstreet Boys to fall in love with, dude. You don't understand. Well, these are great questions, folks. That was actually a good one.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. Like I said, horny autistic audience. I love problems.
Yeah, dude, I love the horny autists. You know, they're very focused. They know where the clit is, dude, because they've analyzed it thoroughly.
Yeah. Where can, I mean, I'll put your links down below. Yeah. Anything you want to shout out or?
Dude, guys, go watch my Kill Tony episode if you're able to do it. I'm on Instagram. I also have a podcast, Drunk Uncle's Podcast with Uncle Laser.
Mm-hmm. Who I'm on.
Yeah. You were on our episode yesterday. Yeah. So I don't know. Are you going to drop first? Who's dropping the episode first?
I don't know. Whoever's fastest. Yeah, I guess. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So just find me. My Instagram is Jessica Misitano. I don't really do the other social medias. I'm too crazy to have other platforms. So just follow me on there, dudes, because I don't want to live in my car.
Yeah, exactly. And send us some money.
Yeah, dude. Send me. Jess Does Nothing is my Venmo. You can send me $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And she will shout at your penis.
I will shout at your dick, dude. I'm no qualms about bullying your balls. That would be so. I want to get an OnlyFans and judge balls, like specifically. Like, show me your nuts.
Yeah.
And then just flop them on something, and I'll just roast your balls, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, please do.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, and you're going to do some crowd work tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the crowd work comedy show. Let's do it. Yes,
absolutely.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna go have fun.
I'm not a nerd.
We're gonna go have fun, folks. Yeah.
Right. Bye, guys. Bye. Right. Stop recording.